You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Monday morning. It is Monday, the 29th day of December of 2025. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, at least for a few more days, here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are live on a very chilly and a very winter-like Monday morning here at our studios in downtown Wausau. We are at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. The wind is blowing. The snow that we got yesterday and last night is blowing around. It is 17 degrees right now in downtown Wausau. And the thing about it is that this will be the temperature, the highest temperature I think we're going to get. We're not expecting the temperature to actually go up as we continue throughout the rest of the day. Right now, there is a wind chill factor of 3 degrees below zero. There is still currently a winter storm warning in effect. The winter storm warning is in effect until 12 noon today. I think for the most part, the snow is done, but it's the blowing and the drifting of the snow that is something you have to keep an eye on. As I was driving into work this morning, it was not the most fun. In fact, you don't hear Ian Welsh with me here this morning because last night, Ian, who does not have a vehicle that I think is conducive to winter driving conditions, and he said, well, we're going to keep an eye on things, and whether or not he comes in will be dependent on road conditions and the weather. And then last night he said, well, we're just going to, I said, don't push it. There's no need to push it. I can handle things here this morning. And last night he said, well, we'll just wait till Tuesday to come back in. And I said, that's perfectly okay. So, and I think that's the smart way to go. If you are able to hold off just a little bit, if you're traveling home from your Christmas holiday, maybe wait a few more minutes because they're still working on the roads, even though the plows have been out there, and that's one of the good things. I was able to drive from my home in Weston right here to downtown Wausau to be able to get to work this morning, and I usually take a back route to get here, but today I said I'm going to go basically right down Grand Avenue. I'm going to head right down Grand and get here because I thought, well, for sure that the plows would have been through here. And that's exactly right. Sometimes when I take the back route, some of the roads are not plowed yet because it takes time to get around every single road. And they start off with the roads that are most frequently traveled and then work their way out from there. So again, number one, if you're able to wait till maybe this afternoon or a little bit later to do any travel, that would be the best thing to do. And also make sure you try to stay, I think, on the main roads as well. But this winter storm warning does remain in effect until 12 noon today. Snow showers, blowing snow, additional snow accumulations, maybe up to an inch, but I'm not so sure that that's a little bit up on what we're going to get. Winds will be gusting as high as 45 miles per hour, so that will cause considerable blowing and drifting of the snow. This is for Marathon, Portage, and Wood County. So plan on slippery road conditions. Blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. The hazardous conditions will impact the morning commute, and gusty winds could also bring down tree branches because we had that mixture of some freezing rain before it turned all to snow, and again, when you have snow on those trees and freezing rain on those trees and ice on those trees, sometimes that can cause some major damage as well. Looking at our forecast here for the final days of 2025 today, patchy blowing snow before 4 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, a temperature falling to around 12 degrees by 5 p.m., and those blustery conditions continue. Northwest winds 17 to 25 miles per hour, gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, cold, a low around 2 degrees above zero, but those wind chills will be well below zero, with west-northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 26 miles per hour. For tomorrow, Tuesday, snow likely again, mainly between noon and 3 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy skies and a high near 20. West-southwest winds 8 to 10 miles per hour, gusting as high as 21 miles per hour. This new snow accumulation is expected to be less than 1 inch, so not nearly as much as we have seen in the past day or so. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 10. And then on Wednesday, New Year's Eve, partly sunny, a 20% chance of snow before noon, and a high near 17 degrees. And then if you're getting ready to celebrate New Year's Eve on Wednesday night, it won't be snowing, but it'll be cold. Wednesday night, New Year's Eve night, mostly clear, a low of 7 below zero. And then for New Year's Day, it is going to be frigid. New Year's Day, the first day of 2026, sunny, but very cold conditions, a high near 6 degrees. So we are going out with a big dose of winter weather to finish up 2025. But basically, isn't that really what 2025 has been all about? Cold winds blowing. Cold winds blowing all of 2025. And then we start 2026 with frigid conditions as well. I'm not sure what it says. You can take it for what you think. But again, hopefully we can finish off 2025 in a safe way and then get 2026 underway the same way later in the week. Coming up on 7 o'clock, it is 6:59. We will have a look at what's going on in the news. Get news, weather, and sports information updates at the top and bottom of every hour right here on 98.9 WXCO. Then we'll have more of the best of Pat Kreitlow, and I'll be back coming up with another WXCO morning report at 7:22 this morning. Again, hopefully you had a wonderful Christmas. Glad you could be with us here on this Monday morning as the we're waiting for the sun to come up. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning once again, everyone. I am Chad Holmes. The time is 7:23. It is Monday morning, December the 29th of 2025. So that would mean it is day number 363 of this year, I believe. Two more days to go after this. And it is a winter-like start here as I see some of the plows here in downtown Wausau working the streets at the corner of Washington Street and North Third Street in downtown Wausau. Currently 17 degrees is the temperature, a few snowflakes falling, but otherwise mostly cloudy skies. A wind chill factor of 3 degrees below zero. A reminder that a winter storm warning remains in effect for Marathon County along with Portage County and Wood County until 12 noon today. Most of the snow is done. We will get a little bit of snow activity, but it is really the blowing and the drifting of the snow. We are going to see some wind gusts upwards of 45 miles per hour causing considerable blowing and drifting of snow. And again, plan on slippery road conditions even after 12 noon when the winter storm warning comes to an end. So be aware. I know a lot of folks have come into town for their Christmas celebrations may be heading back home either today or sometime early this week. If you have the opportunity, maybe push it back until beyond this morning at the very least, and make sure that you get where you're going safely. In fact, I know a lot of folks were, again, celebrating the holidays in the past week or so. Unfortunately, the snow yesterday kind of put a monkey wrench in one of my plans. I was going to be driving up north to Managua, as my sister has a place up there, and it was going to be a bit of a late family celebration. But in the end, knowing that I had to work early this morning, it was a celebration that was going to start late in the afternoon, go into the evening last night, I just felt like, I can't take the chance. The weather was even worse up north, and I felt really bad about it, but said, I just can't make it up there. I just need to kind of keep it close to home. Did not want to get into any vehicle trouble during the midst of a winter storm like it was last night. So that was sad. And I you know, otherwise, it would have been a wonderful chance to get together with family. But I hope for you out there, I hope that it was a wonderful end of the week last week with Christmas on Thursday, and then it turned into a rather long weekend. For me, I made a very quiet weekend. I don't know about you, but sometimes, as much as I love what I do, I wanted to get away from it for just a few days. And that meant not talking. And I did get together with some friends over the weekend, but you can talk at a different level in real life than if you're on the radio, especially if you're doing sporting events. And this time of year is a very busy time when it comes to sporting events. So as much as I possibly could over the long weekend, was off on Christmas Day for Thursday, then was off as well on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tried not to talk as much as I usually do. And it helped because I live in a constant state of fear. If you recall last year, it was in January when some bugs went around. And a lot of folks were getting under the weather here in the Wausau area. And I got it. And in fact, for about a week or so, I mean, I lost my voice. I tried to plow through it early on, but it was painful. It was painful for me. I know it was painful for you listening to it. It was painful for everybody involved. So I had to step away for a little bit. And that's, again, now I have this in the back of my mind, trying to do everything possible not to be in that situation again during the winter. I mean, I never miss work. I mean, going back to school, I never miss school. Some of us are that way. Some people, you know, miss a lot of days. Hey, you can take a few days off. I've just never been like that. And last year, she had to get substitute host in the morning. Actually had to miss a couple of games as well. It was not good. It was not good. And trying to avoid that. And hopefully everybody is staying healthy, wealthy, and wise during this holiday season. I mentioned the fact, do a lot of sporting events. In fact, going right back into it starting today. And it's unusual because for a Monday, or any weekday, normally don't have a weekday afternoon broadcast. But when I am done with the WXCO morning report, I'm going to be hitting the road, taking extra time because, again, it's slick out there, but I'm heading towards Green Bay. In fact, Ashwaubenon. And we'll have high school hockey coming up at 12:06 for the pregame and 12:30 for the opening faceoff as the Wausau West Warriors rank second in the state, 9 wins and 1 loss so far. Had their first loss last Tuesday night, a tough one in Stevens Point. They'll try to get back on the winning track today, taking on Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs. They are ranked number 6 in the state in Division 2, so a very good hockey program. They've won multiple state championships in recent years, so a terrific matchup. It is at the Notre Dame Academy Showcase at in Ashwaubenon at the Cornerstone Community Center. So 12:06 for the pregame, 12:30 for the opening faceoff. I'll be live from Cornerstone right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. In fact, I'll be heading back and forth between here and Ashwaubenon for the next 3 days. Tomorrow and Wednesday, the Warriors will play night games at this NDA Showcase. Tuesday night, they take on Chippewa Falls, 7:06 pregame, 7:30 for the opening faceoff. And then on New Year's Eve, another night game, 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 for the opening faceoff, as Wausau West will take on Verona. So plenty of high school hockey today, tomorrow, and Wednesday right here on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 7:29 is the time. Got a bottom of the hour information update, including the farm report, and then back to more of the best of Pat Kreitlow, and I'll be back at 7:52. Gonna talk a little politics. Yeah, it's holiday time, but I got a few things on my mind. We'll do that coming up at 7:52 here on WXCO. WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO. The time is 7:53 here on the 29th day of December of 2025. Getting colder. We're down a couple of degrees. Now 15 degrees here at our downtown studios. Wind chill factor of 4 below zero. So again, final days of 2025 feeling very, very nippy. Very, very winter-like to say the least. Well, I mentioned in the previous segment about getting away over the weekend with Christmas on Thursday, and then a nice long weekend. Did not work on Friday. Had no work. Had no games. Had some time with some friends over the weekend. But try to get away from it. Try to get away for a couple of days to kind of reset. And it was the same way with my social media. I'm kind of not a huge fan of social media, but you need to use it. So I use it to promote what we do here in the morning, talk about our interviews, talk about the news, talk about our upcoming sports broadcasts, and use it as a promotional tool. But from the point that I put a posting on Tuesday night of last week at KB Willett, talking about the final score of the Wausau West hockey game, until last night when I made a posting promoting our high school hockey coverage today, I did not put anything on social media for 4 days plus. And that's a long time. I don't think many people who are on social media as much as I tend to be because of my promotions step away for that long. One person that I think should have also stepped away is Donald Trump. Because as the clock struck midnight on Christmas morning, it wasn't just the mice that were active. There was a guy named Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and he was stirring, to say the least. Starting in the very early hours of Christmas morning, December 25th, and ending in the evening, the President of the United States, a man that, at the very least, should be pretty busy doing his job, on Christmas itself, he posted over 100 times on Truth Social. Over 100 posts, and I'm not going to go through each and every one of these, talking about what he posted over and over again. He started off, though, by sharing an over 8-minute video by someone explaining the Democrat fraud pyramid. He repeated many times that the 2020 election was stolen. He shared a post that praised White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt's handling of the, quote, fake news. Another, someone who called Democrats a criminal organization, and one where Trump said of Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, throw her out of the U.S. now. Over and over again, he just posted garbage, garbage, garbage. And he did have one positive Christmas message and then one just off the rails crazy Christmas message as well to the American people. First, he had one that had, I don't know if he even wrote this one. Maybe he did. I don't know. But he said, quote, "The First Lady and I send our warmest wishes to all Americans as we share in the joy of Christmas Day and celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." The message contained religious messages about the gift of God's only begotten Son and Trump's vow to always remain one nation under God. You know, I just find there was a lot of religious messaging across the administration on the 25th. And there were some folks that I think rightly called out the aspect of the United States of America that does have a separation of church and state, especially coming from a man that rarely, if ever, goes to church. But that's a whole different conversation. So that was, okay, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. At least it was not one of those in-the-gutter messages. But before the day was out, he had another Christmas message to the American people. Quote, "Merry Christmas to all, including the many sleazebags who love Jeffrey Epstein, gave him bundles of money, went to his island, attended his parties, and thought he was the greatest guy on earth, only to drop him like a dog when things got too hot." And then, as a somewhat ominous sign-off, Trump wrote, quote, "Enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas!" Exclamation mark, end quote. Is it that difficult? And it's not. It really isn't. But is it that difficult for one day to not be slinging the hatred like Donald Trump does the rest of the year? It is apparently too hard. Can't you for one day try to be a unifying force? Apparently it is too hard. It is just, as we end 2025 and go into 2026, I think one thing in an election year, it's not a presidential election year, but the midterms, one thing that anti-MAGAs, and I would call them probably morally, mostly Democrats, can do is to try to lift the rhetoric. Don't fall into it. One of the things that bothered me in 2025 when it came to some Democratic politicians is when they would try to act a little bit like Trump, starting to use some language that I just don't think should be used by leaders in our country. The idea of swearing in front of microphones or swearing in your social media postings or whatever it may be. And I've seen some Democrats do that as well. That is not the way to go. It is not the way to go. So hopefully in 2026, Democrats will try to lift the moral bar, try to be a little bit more presidential than the current president of the United States has been, including on Christmas Day. More than 100 posts on Christmas. Don't you have a family to hang out with, Mr. President? 8 o'clock, news update coming up. I'll be back at 8:22 with another WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow for a couple of more days here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is cold out there. The time is 8:23, 15 degrees is the temperature, but that wind chill makes it feel like 5 below zero. Still some very slick roads out there, so If you're hitting the road this morning, make sure you take a little bit of extra time. I will be hitting the road, in fact, in just a little bit, heading to Green Bay, because we have Wausau West Warrior High School hockey coming up this afternoon at 12:06 for the pregame, 12:30 for the opening faceoff. Wausau West taking on St. Mary Springs. Warriors 9-1 on the season, ranked number 2 in the state in Division 1. St. Mary Springs 5-1-1 on the season, ranked number 6 in the state in Division 2. So it should be a good one from Cornerstone Community Center, part of the Notre Dame Academy Showcase. So again, 12:06 for the pregame right here, Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Normally, we try to wrap things up a little lighter, and today, Ian's not here this morning. He'll be back tomorrow. But I got to bring up something that should be chilling as the weather is this morning to any American. Julie K. Brown is a reporter for the Miami Herald. You may remember her, you may not remember her, because she did some of the most important work on Jeffrey Epstein beginning in 2018. She's the one that dug out some very disturbing facts about the cover-up that was done by attorney Alex Acosta. And he ultimately went to work for Donald Trump, of course, in his first term. There was a cover-up in terms of Epstein. He got a slap on the wrist for some of the horrendous crimes that he did many years ago. Well, Julie K. Brown became somebody that, of course, folks that were hoping that this story would go away does not like. Well, Julie K. Brown this weekend put out a posting on X, said this: "Does somebody at the Department of Justice want to tell me why my American Airlines booking information and flights in July 2019 are part of the Epstein files attached to a grand jury subpoena? As the flight itinerary includes my maiden name and I did book this flight, why was the DOJ monitoring me?" And that is an incredibly good question, because you have somebody that is very much somebody that should not be being investigated. She is a journalist who is working on a story. She found important information concerning Jeffrey Epstein and some of the prosecutorial misconduct that was done by people such as Alex Acosta. Could there be somebody within that first Trump administration that wanted to get some dirt on this person in order to say, hey, look at this, you can't trust this person on the reporting she did on Epstein because of this? And apparently they found nothing, because nothing ever came out. But this should be chilling to anybody. Again, Jeffrey Epstein died in prison when Donald Trump was president of the United States. I hate going down conspiracy rabbit holes. But when you see things like this, where a reporter is being investigated by the Department of Justice for no other reason than that she brought up information that made some people in the Trump administration very uncomfortable, that is scary stuff. And that's why reporting is important. And that is why Donald Trump and his minions constantly try to undercut the reputation of reporters by talking about fake news and all of that. He wants people not to believe important information that comes out, only because there are people out there like Julie K. Brown willing to dig and to dig and to dig and find this information. It should be chilling to you that the government is being used in this way. And one of this incredible ironies of the last administration to this administration is how the Biden administration bent over backwards to try to be fair to Donald Trump and the others who broke the law in the insurrection of 2021. Just bent over backwards to help be fair to Donald Trump when he took classified materials down to Mar-a-Lago. How they tried to bend over backwards to be fair and to have a line between the White House and the Department of Justice. And what did it get ultimately? It got a very slow investigation from Merrick Garland. It got Donald Trump off, basically, for his crimes, because it got to be too late, and then he was elected president. So it all went away, and now you have a Department of Justice that's being run from the White House. I mean, if the next Democratic administration does what this Republican administration has done, I'm guessing the response would be slightly different. Not slightly different, but very different. So, again, this should be disturbing. About this is one aspect of what's being done right now and has been done in the first Trump administration that has been just supersized here in the second Trump administration. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of the WXCO Morning Report. Ian will be back with me tomorrow morning, but keep it right here. We have an information update coming up, and then we will have more of the best of Pat Kreitlow coming up in just a few minutes as well. Don't forget to join me at 12:06. I'll be from Ashwaubenon for Wausau West Hockey, Warriors and St. Mary Springs. 12:06 airtime, 12:30 opening faceoff, right here on your home for Wausau West Sports, 98.9 WXCO. Again, be careful out there, bundle up, and have a great Monday. And we'll talk to you later here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.